went on to say, now listen to this, they buffed him. And others smote him with the palm of their hand. That means open-handed. Saying, and while they were hitting him, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ. Who is he that smotest thee? But look what Isaiah 53:5 says. Let me read verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, surely he has borne our pain and carried our sickness. This is the way that it reads in the Greek. Surely, Hebrew rather. Surely he has borne our pain and carried our sickness. Yet we didn't esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. Yet we didn't esteem him how? Stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded. Why was he beaten? Why was he smitten? Why was he buff? Why was he spit on? But he was wounded for your wrongdoing, my wrongdoing. Oh, Jesus. He was wounded for our transgression, our iniquity. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised. They bruised him. They plant a crown of thorn and press it down on his head. And you know, a king don't wear thorns. It's a beautiful crown. But they were mocking him, disrespecting him. Say, you no good. But they couldn't, you would have thought, out of all the things Jesus did, they would have, somebody would have had some kind of respect for. How many people, I know the Bible is right, say if all the things that Jesus did was recorded, I don't suppose the world would be able to hold the books. But yet they treat him as a criminal. They disrespected him. Why? And then that pain, that suffering that he went through, why did Jesus go through that? Why did he take that? Did not he tell him one time, I could call a legion of angels? But the scripture said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, you're healed. We read that scripture, but we don't grasp the reality of it. But this morning, I want to talk to you just at least a few minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen to Isaiah just a little further. We read verse 6. Now I read it again. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord had laid on him. Notice, the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. How many? All of our sin. Verse 7 says he was what? Oppressed. And he was afflicted. Listen to what he's saying. Oppressed. Have you ever been oppressed before? Have you ever been afflicted? You understand what it means to be oppressed, to be afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. But when I was being afflicted, I said something. Yet he opened not his mouth. Why didn't he say something? Yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. I talked about that the other week. You know, I worked at that place where I saw them kill animals, beef. Amen. I could hear him hollering, but he didn't say a word. Didn't say a word. He opened not his mouth. Hallelujah. It said, he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearing is dumb. In the other word, dumb means you don't say nothing. You start taking all the sheep hair, they just stand there like they're dumb that you shear. Right? Jesus was brought in that fashion, and all the thing they were doing to him, buffing him. Then they beat him. Then they took him and put a cross on his shoulder after beating him. Can you imagine the pressure? Just to get beat up all through the night, then get beat with 39 lashes, then press a crown of thorn on your head, then put a cross on your back. Of course, they got Simon to help him bear the cross. But look, but what did this mean? I know that's why we're reading this. What did all this mean? What did this mean? Romans 6 and 3. Know ye not? Do you know this? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Why did Jesus die the way he did? Were baptized into his death? Verse 4 says, therefore we are buried with him, how? By baptism into death. Get this. When you bury something, do you go out there and dig it up? You notice that he said we were buried with him? Are you in the house today? I said the scripture said we were buried with him. How did he die? He died as a criminal. He died as a sinner. He died without sin. But how was he raised? He got up, because you just got through singing a song. He got up. He got up. You just got through singing. Didn't you? Come on. But notice he died and was buried. And the scripture says here what? In verse 4, said, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead, how? It tells us how, by the glory of God. How, by the glory of the Father. Even so, we should do what? Walk in the newness of life. I love that. That we should do what? Walk in the newness of life.